Welcome to Business Women Australia podcast, the podcast for ambitious women who are serious about business success and leadership development, keen to increase their knowledge and skills.
So welcome to the discussion from Business Women Australia. And I have the Business Women Australia's leadership team with me. Today's topic is one that I think is fitting for the year that we have had, and that is hindsight 2020. Challenges are inevitable. Defeat is optional. So we're going to spend some time today in reflecting over the year that has been, the things we have learned, things we may do differently moving forward into 2021. And I'm sure that each and every one of you who is listening and watching and even the replay will certainly learn a lot. I'd love to also invite those who are watching and listening live, if you want to share a comment or perhaps a learning, share away, because this is something that I think each and every one of us is going to take away from today. So join me on the panel in no order other than the names that I'm reading out is Lynn Hawkins, Donna Vincent, Kathy Smith, and of course Jessica Schubert, and yours truly, Anne-Marie. And so Lynn, maybe we'll start with you. 2020, is it a year that you think, I mean, we've never really had anything like this before, have we, that we've really had to address? I mean, 2008 was certainly a year where there was the GFC, the global financial crisis. But I don't think I've personally experienced anything that we've had in 2020. What about you?
You're spot on, Anne-Marie. If we'd been, I think we were sitting chatting this time last year, and had we known that 2020 was going to bring the sorts of challenges and disruption that it brought, our conversation would have been quite different in terms of what our expectations were for 2020. So it has been an incredible year for really letting go of expectations and reviewing and being able to think on the spot. You know, it's been an incredible year. And while I think a lot of people have been thinking, gee, I'm so glad we're at the end of it, let's put that behind us, I think it's really important that we're all really take the time out to reflect on it and to think about what it is that we've really learnt from 2020 and how that can help inform the way that we do things in the future. Because I think that there's been some really invaluable takeaways from this year.
Mm. And I know as Business Women Australia, it is a national networking event, and of course many businesses who were in the networking in person and meetings and events have certainly been one of those industries that have been impacted. One of the things that I love that you've said, and I'm often reminding myself of that too, it's the hindsight, it's the lessons that we can learn that can actually strengthen our character but also our strategies moving forward. So maybe if we could look first at you, Lynn, and we may go around the group, what would be the biggest insight or hindsight that you're now taking with you as an insight to finish off this year and perhaps start 2021 off with? What would be that biggest hindsight and insight that you're bringing?
Well, from a personal level, I will talk about it from that, because I think that certainly living in this year and with the results of the pandemic, there have been a lot of very personal realisations that I've had. One of them is that family and community are the most important things in my life. Their safety, their security, their health, and being connected to them. You know, I'm very grateful to the fact that we have technology, that this has happened to us in an age where we're able to connect. You know, I'm so grateful for the fact that, you know, we're affluent enough to be able to afford internet connection, and very conscious of the fact that not everyone has been able to connect and stay connected with their loved ones the way that we have, and that a lot of Australians take for granted. You know, even in Australia, there's people without access to internet, you know, and it would have been very isolating for them this time. So that connectivity and the love and care that we show our family and our communities has been the key thing for me. At a business level, one of the biggest things that has been a lesson has been the fact that in leading, the importance of being able to have the courage to make a decision when you don't know everything that's going on and you're facing a lot of unknowns and you haven't had any sort of training that's prepared you really for, you know, navigating in a time where, you know, you really aren't sure what the next week, the next month, the next 6 months, the next year is really going to bring. So leadership that is courageous and your own ability to make a decision and be able to review that decision and change your mind as new information comes through and not be sort of stuck in the original thought or mindset that you had. I think that's been a real learning for me, and what I've seen with my clients and my business partners has been their ability to be decisive and courageous in a time that has been full of unknowns.
Mm-hmm. So true. Love that. Lots of great insights there. Jessica, let's move to you. Maybe share some of the personal and maybe some professional insights that you've learned this year.
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, first of all, I thought throughout last year, because I had a pretty challenging 2019 and halfway through 2020, I thought, you know, I think I really need to apologize to 2019 and everything I said about it, because I had no idea what was there to come. It was a really tough start, but there's also a silver lining. And from a personal point of view, I would second what Lynn said about connection. One of the beautiful things I've seen in 2020 is that connection means everything. And connection as in that we have people around us that can help us, that we can help. The first thing I did in March when my own business disintegrated was reaching out to my clients and asking them, how are you doing? I'm not calling for a sales call. I'm just asking you, how are you doing? Because everyone was struggling. And the connection we had through Business Women Australia was phenomenal. I remember Lynn and I pulled the first in-house event in Melbourne to an online event, and we could just feel how our community wanted connection. And then we started having Friday free falls, really out of the necessity of women in our community wanting to connect and needing support, because we're very bad at asking for help, as we know. The personal biggest learning for me was resilience and how wrong I had it, because I always thought I'm a resilient person. And I am a resilient person, but all of a sudden I was facing situations where I couldn't, you know, I couldn't bounce back. I was finding myself, you know, struggling and under pressure, and it was affecting all parts of my life. And I realized that resilience is not universal, and it's not, you know, you have it or don't. It comes from a systemic point, and it's really important to connect with yourself and, you know, develop the awareness of, you know, what resources do I need to tap into to be able to be resilient in all of these different facets of uncertainty and, you know, hardship. And that was my mission then, to help others as well, where then the silver lining comes in, that there's an opportunity to really help each other more than ever before. Human beings are incredibly resilient, and it's great that we're there to help each other. That was my biggest takeaway throughout this time of 2020.
Yeah, love that. Donna, let's go to you. What about your insights personally and professionally?
For me, I think people have looked at the privilege of being employed and having business. It's something that we tend to take for granted, and I think it's been a really good wake up for a lot of people to value the relationships that they have with a boss, you know, with customers, and look at it a little bit differently. Like Jessica said, it's not about always being salesy. It's about having relationships with people, because when it doesn't get any tougher than what we've just been through. So I think looking at those relationships and realising that they are a privilege will make us go forward a little bit differently. I'm with the other girls on connecting. It's been so important to connect. And people are looking at, people's health and well-being, which is nice, because that's something that doesn't really happen in business a lot. So that's been something that I hope will carry on going forward. I think there's been loads of new learning that's had to go on for those who were not into technology. You know, they've really had to step up to the plate. And I mean, you mentioned a Zoom meeting initially and people go, my God, what's that? So, you know, we've all had to embrace lots of technology. But for me, going forward, that's been a great thing to be forced into, because I think that now I will be more efficient in a lot of things that I do, a lot more efficient because I've been forced to use technology that I probably wouldn't embraced in previous years. So, yeah, an interesting year.
It is, it is. And, you know, you bring up an interesting point, Donna, and perhaps later on to be in this presentation or this roundtable, we'll look at what are some of the things that, and we'll have a think about this. And by the way, let me just share, we've got Sue Rumack here. I'm hoping there will be a replay to share from this session. Absolutely. Once it finishes, it will be here on LinkedIn and you can share that amongst your communities. And we have Timothy Morgan here going, go team. We plan to anyway. But the question I was going to have us reflect on is, what do we want to have continue? Because you said something, Donna, I hope that this will continue on. So maybe there's something that you have seen done because of 2020 and you think, you know what, that's been really good. I hope that will continue. Now, Kathy, we need to hear from you. What have been the insights? What have been the learnings that you're taking with you into 2021?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, certainly reiterating what the other ladies have said, but I think adaptability too, because things were changing so quickly. In the marketing world, what we were doing one week didn't work the next. So we were always on our toes trying to think of new things that we could get our clients moving ahead, especially in the hospitality area where things were changing so fast. And I think some people have actually embraced that and have decided to change their business model. They've realised that they don't have to work 7 days a week just because that's what they've done for the last 30 years, and that they can take a bit more breaks and some self-time. So I think the big three for me are community, adaptability, and self-care. And self-care is not a dirty word anymore. You can actually say, look, I'm not going to be open on a Wednesday because I work Saturday and Sunday, or vary it around. So it's become a lot more adaptable, and people seem to be a lot more happy about saying, yeah, okay, you're not open on a Wednesday, I'll go on a Thursday. It's sort of almost gone back to the days when I was a child, when the shops weren't open 7 days a week. They weren't open 24/7. So if you were working, you went Thursday night or Saturday morning because that was the hours available. And nobody questioned it. It was just what it was. Whereas now we've got so used to being available all the time that it's not good for people's health. They're not getting that break. They're not getting that time off. So by having this, it really does have a few silver linings. And one was that enforced break for some people. So they did have to slow down, reassess, look at their businesses, and then go, what I've been doing for the last 10 years is not sustainable. How can I adjust it? And because everybody was in the same boat, change hasn't been such a big issue. If it was just one business changing by themselves, they would have been ostracised. But because everybody had to change and continue to change, it's been the perfect time for some people to reassess what they're doing.
One of the things that I found on a personal level was I didn't realise just how much of an introvert I was, and I just loved the space, you know, on my own, and I've been using technology for quite some time. But what professionally I see and it's just observing how people have moved in to embrace technology, and it actually, because it's been forced on them, they've realised, hang on a minute, there are so many more opportunities now that I'm looking at, you know, different strategies. Initially, it was a bit of a reaction, but I think everyone that has come through that have gone, well, you know what, there is actually more opportunity that I just didn't realise. So let's take a step back. Let's reflect. What can we integrate and keep moving forward, use in the online space? So I think that that's really positive. And we've also learned how connected, I love how all of us have said this, how connected we are, not just from a local community, a national community, international community, and how when one thing happens in one side of the world, it can not only affect an entire nation but an entire globe. And so I love how, you know, people have stepped up, they have supported one another. I've seen in the communities that I've been traveling, and I know that this is what BWA stands for, which is why I just love the community and what BWA stands for. And that is the one of support, connection, collaboration. Those are all things that are very much part of the ethos. But also I think of compassion, that we understand even though we may have different beliefs and values, we can come together and say, you know what, we're all struggling, we're all human, we all got, you know, mindset and all of that that's similar. So I hope moving forward, I'm jumping the gun here, we'll go around the room, that people will move more with compassion and an understanding that goes way deeper than just the surface stuff. That's what I hope that has come out of this, because we realise we're all the same, no matter, you know, what country that we're in. So maybe, Lynn, did you want to share, what do you hope continues to remain the same? Maybe some of the unexpected positives that have come out of this situation. Oh, Lynn, we just might, just let me unmute you. There we go.
Oh, sorry there. Gotcha. Yeah, we really, I think the realisation and going forward, the importance of values, you know, when you're saying going deep, you know, I think what when you're in situations like this, it's really evident when you have a values alignment, you know, with your partners, in business and in life, with your community, with your customers or clients. That value alignment, I think, has become very evidently important to know your values and to be able to connect it at that very deeper values-based level. So, you know, for, you know, the incredible respect that I have felt for our first line workers, for our government in decision-making roles, for our leaders, of our organisations, of our community groups, you know, having to be the ones that are carrying, you know, the load that enables the rest of us to have this ability to sit back and think about what is important in our businesses and our lives, and particularly in Australia, you know, where those decisions have been really very much based on the health of our community at large. Has given us a lot of, you know, I think about Maslow's hierarchy of, you know, the sense of safety and security that's been allowed to us has given us the opportunity to connect at that belonging stage and then actually start planning, you know, that the higher growth aspects and the looking after, you know, sort of our own needs. And I think that that really, you know, that's something that I think I know I will take with me for the rest of my life that I probably didn't fully appreciate before this year.
Fantastic. What has been the surprising outcome that you think, you know what, I would love that to continue in 2021 and beyond?
Well, there are three things I'd love to quickly talk about, but the biggest one for me is very close to my heart, and that's especially women being curious and developing themselves. The uptake in personal development and professional development, you know, through online sources has exploded. And this is like a dream come true for me, because I obviously work in, you know, the leadership development space, and it's just wonderful how, you know, the women have responded to our partnership with Torrens University Australia and Business Women Australia, and a lot of the other you know, options and opportunities we've given people and women in particular. So I really hope that people don't go back into their frantic lifestyle of, oh, I don't have time for that, for, you know, my development or a degree or a course. I really hope that stays, because that was wonderful to see and it's really important. I think, and this is going to be my mission for women, again, in particular, and the leaders I work with, everyone wants to put a lid on 2020. Everyone at the moment is talking about, look, I'm going on holidays in 2 weeks' time. I just want this year to be over, because next year is going to be so amazing. Here's the thing. The year as such, as we know, is still going to be tough. A lot of things will still stay the same, that we have to be careful. We can't internationally travel. Our, you know, families are, you know, still facing, you know, this COVID crisis and so on and so forth. And actually for, you know, people who work in larger organizations where, you know, you go into this hybrid world and a lot of you have clients who face this, yeah, it's going to be a new challenge, yeah, because hybrid means still, you know, quite remote. So we still have face a level of disconnect. And we're going to have to keep on working on that. So it's not just, you know, on the 31st of December, you know, there's a magic wand and 2020 is over. I really want to encourage people, and I want to encourage women in business to reflect on what have we learned out of 2020, yeah, and ask yourself questions that really help you to reflect so you can take the learnings into 2020 rather than trying to, you know, forget that it was ever there, because we can learn from it. And in a sense of Business Women Australia, of course, as head of leadership development, I'm looking forward to opening up these opportunities to our community. Our wonderful partnership with Torrance University Australia, we've got, you know, the free courses, the short courses still on offer for everyone who comes through BWA, our 15% scholarship. We're running Lead the Future again, a wonderful 4-week leadership development program that helps to, you know, acquire the skills that you need now in this hybrid world and in the future with the future of work, and lots of other stuff that's going on, and hopefully Lynn can share a little bit more. So, you know, I hope that we keep the momentum of what we've learned out of 2020 and the ongoing development and staying curious. One of the leadership skills and personal skills I think that are going to be really important in 2021.
I love how you've said, Jessica, that it's important to reflect on the learnings of 2020. And I so agree. If I think back to the years where I'd set goals at the beginning of the year, and I love setting big, ambitious goals, and then towards the end of the year, you realize there is a number of those that didn't work out so well. And in some instances, you know that you just completely, you know, that F word, the failure. And this year has had, you know, has certainly had a lot of those complexities. I think by sweeping it under the carpet and not, I'm going to close the door on that. If we don't look at that, and how has it, you know, impacted us emotionally? Because many of us as women, I think, and men too, but when we set goals, it's not just a random pie in the sky goal, is it? It's connected to who we are, because we want to make a difference in the world of our ideal clients. And so I think it is reflecting, what have I learned? And it can be that I never want to be in this situation. However, I'm taking agility. I'm taking the ability to go, you know what, if that happens again, we can change, and I know it's possible, because if we don't, it's going to come back in 2021 and surface in some way. And I think that that's just a lovely reminder. So thank you for that, Jessica. What about you, Donna? What are you hoping to continue doing or see other people doing from some of the surprising outcomes that have come from 2020?
I think we've seen a community, and I'm talking Australia-wide, of people being less selfish. You know, we've had to consider lots of other people and lots of other things, and, you know, just having to isolate at times, you know, that is being very unselfish, you know, to the rest of Australia. So just small parts of our life that are actually big parts of our life, and on a scale of community now, you know, sometimes doesn't exist, but I think we've been a community in the fact that we've done something very unselfish and, you know, tried to protect other people and people that we don't know. So I think that's been a big take for me. I think planning is a big thing going forward. Don't forget, there are businesses out there that have absolutely boomed through all of this, and they, you know, if they hadn't planned for growth, then they wouldn't be able to take this opportunity on to its fullest, you know, so they may have lost even though they've been in a good position. So I think planning not only for disaster, but planning for, you know, quick growth is something that we all need to think about, you know. And it's tricky because, I mean, we couldn't have anticipated this happening. But people, while there are people in the food industry that have suffered, I mean, there are others that turned around and did takeaway, or, you know, they were in the business of doing you know, home delivery of food, you know, all of a sudden their businesses, and I spoke to someone the other day, their business grew 86% overnight. So, you know, it, there's that flip side to it, but, it, you know, it's about planning for growth and, you know, that also needs some money involved in it, even though there's, we're thinking of money that we didn't have because we didn't have jobs. You know, what about if you, you can grow all of a sudden? You know, how have you planned for that, and how are you going to do that? And in that also comes looking after your health. Because, yeah, we can drive ourselves into the ground trying to deal with these things, but, yeah, consider your health all through it. And I think it's just been a long year because we just haven't done those holidays that we would normally do. You know, I know here in Perth, you know, you can flip to Bali for a weekend if you really want to, you know, and you just couldn't do that anymore. So we've been really lucky that we've got this fabulous state that we can travel in. It's got such diversity and, you know, beautiful scenery and, you know, great people. So I think it's just that we've, like, instead of changing our holiday, we've just gone, oh, I can't go on a holiday. So
or yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things, and then we'll go to you, Kathy, but I love what you said about the community, and that really goes even for the community of business owners. There's been some industries that have had to close down, of course, hasn't it, Donna? Mm-hmm. But really now we've been more mindful. Can we holiday at home? Are there some places that we can go to and do business with that perhaps down the track, you know, perhaps previously we may not have? I mean, we went to the market and my husband, I've never seen him do this, but, well, we weren't supposed to shake hands. But, you know, he you know, did his something. But he actually went to and said, look, all the best with your business. And he really said, I want to be meaningful, mindful of going around and investing in those businesses, even though the tourism dollar's not coming through. And I think if we go through the mindset of that, it's going to help the small businesses, and that will in turn to the travel and tourism who may not be able to see the numbers come from international. So that's so very important for sure. So thanks, Donna. What about you, Kathy? What are some things that you would like to see continue moving forward into 2021?
So I think the old-fashioned values have come back. It's much more about buying local and being more community and making sure that your neighbour's okay. Because up until 2020, a lot of people didn't actually know their neighbours. They wouldn't know whether they were there or not. They didn't buy local because they could save $2 or $5 or $10 by actually being imported, even though it had thousands of food miles and lots of carbon lost and that sort of thing. But now we're thinking about, okay, well, what can we buy local? Can we get the honey from down the road? Can we shop for the vegetables? Can we use the local supplier as opposed to the franchise? And my daughter's got a Secret Santa that she's got to do, and they've said, use a small business, don't use a chain shop. And I think we're getting back to that old-fashioned values of looking after the people in your immediate community, and whether that be where you live or whether it be the locality, the state, or even the countrywide, we're now sort of thinking much more about community and caring and self-care and how we can actually help one another, because they don't have the opportunity of those international travellers or interstate or different people being able to move around. So there's still plenty of money around. And as Donna said, some people have actually prospered through this, which is fabulous. So it's now thinking about using that money for good in your local area.
I love that. So it's so very important. You know, when we think about it, you know, so often we'll look at what's going on and we feel almost hopeless. But when you think of us, like here we have five people and all of us in one shape, you know, in shape or form have said, you know, contribute, collaborate, connect. I love how you've said, and I think I could hear that in what Donna said and others as well, you know, go to your local community. Where are the businesses that you can support? Now, if we do that individually and then as a group, I mean, we don't have to rely and wait for government. We can make a difference and make a change, each and every one of us, and band together. And now we've got so many more people online and with leveraging technology, that we don't have to sit back. We can, you know, collaborate with like-minded people and certainly make that difference as well. So, Lynn, as we're wrapping up, I mean, let's just, whatever you may like to share, you know, just to, you know, we've still got a few people here on the live. We've got Timothy who has said tons of wisdom. So thank you so much. And Sue said, wonderful, back to the comment that this will be shareable and you can go watch and go watch the replay. And, of course, we'll share a little bit later on, and maybe, Lynn, you might like to a little bit more about BWA, the vision of BWA for 2021 for people who may be interested. Who is Businesswomen Australia? Haven't heard of them before. Perhaps share a little bit more. So, Lynn, what would be a parting insight that you would like to leave with people today?
Well, I'd just love to say, first of all, thank you, Anne-Marie, for the opportunity to do this reflection and podcast. You know, this time of the year, it's been a wonderful opportunity. But I'd really like to invite women in business, no matter what profession, no matter what industry they work in, no matter what state, whether they're rural, regional, metropolitan, all around Australia, to check out Businesswomen Australia. We are a very different collective. We work very closely with our leaders, our premium members, in designing our events program. We are going to have just as much online as in person. We've recognised that that's going to be important. That's a big lesson for us. And we want to have more women from diverse areas really joining us and improving the voice that we have, that it's this really strong, influential, collective voice where we're being heard and we're really raising the bar in business leadership. You know, if we have female leaders stepping up, being seen, being heard, it has a domino effect in the community. Not only does it bring about better business and community outcomes, but it's actually inspiring other women who might be feeling that, you know, that they want to take that step. But if they're not seeing enough other women doing it, then, you know, that there's so many barriers to it. But if they see us stepping up, having a go, you know, we're not perfect at what we do, but we're just learning all the time. And we really want to have more women stepping up and joining us in this incredible movement. It's been absolutely incredible this year, just connecting with people digitally, and we will continue to do that. We will obviously be bringing more in-person events online and making them available as we can, but we've realised you don't just have a plan A, you've got to have a plan B and a plan C, and we've also got to look at, you know, what are the opportunities and the things that women want from us. You know, what do business women want from us, you know, as their organisation, as their collective? You know, we don't want to sit here and stargaze and think, well, what is it that we think needs to happen over the next 12 months? We want to hear from anyone who wants to be involved with what we're doing. So jump onto the website, drop us a note, and I'll send out my calendar booking system. I'm happy to have a chat to women who are keen to get involved.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Lynn. Jessica, just before we move on to you, love how Sue is contributing. He said she's obviously from Toronto, Canada. She said many local companies here in Toronto have redesigned how they connect and support their clients to make business new and different. Those businesses are flourishing. Those who try to keep businesses as usual are struggling. And I think that really speaks beautifully. Thank you, Sue, for contributing. That's just a great insight. And what everyone has said today, and I think you, Jessica, mentioned, you know, 2021 is around the corner. You know, there are things that we need to be mindful of and bring with us into 2021. And I hope that people are not going to go back and think, right, 2021, I can go back, business as usual, how we were doing it before all of this happened in 2020. The world is a very different place. The market's a very different place. Our ideal customers, consumers, a very different place. So let's take these learnings. Let's do things a little bit differently, as Sue mentioned, the businesses in Toronto are doing, and really continue to make that great impact that we are. So, Jessica, what would be one last insight you would love to leave with people today?
Well, it's interesting how people have been saying throughout 2020, oh, look, we're all in the same boat in this. And I keep on saying, and I've mentioned this quite often, is that I don't think that's right. I think we are all facing a similar storm, but our vessels look vastly different. And that's something that we as a community have understood from the beginning on. And BWA and all of us in our own right, in our own communities, have created safe harbours for other people, communities, and women in business. And, you know, there is this, you know, connection and community. So, you know, when Lynn said, like, you know, jump on board, get involved, that's my call for of encouragement to others as well, because we are a community where if you want something to happen, you're going to help to create it, you know, because it's all about collaboration. We're not, you know, hiring big keynote speakers from all over the world. It's about us. And, you know, the involvement pays off in, you know, getting help from others, getting the support, but also really, you know, putting your mark on it. And it's amazing when I talk to, you know, I'm based in Melbourne and I talk to women here and they're like, oh, Jess, we can't wait to go back and, you know, meet again. So, you know, there are a lot of opportunities, but we need you all to get involved. So drop Lynn or I or anyone in this forum a note and let's create and build 2021 together.
Yes, I love that. What about you, Jonna? What would be one last insight?
Oh, I just love the connection through a technology. You know, there's been many events that we have run on the east coast of Australia that I've gone, oh, God, I wish I could go to that. And you haven't been able to. But this year we've been able to join in everything. And it's been a great opportunity to get to know people better. You know, like there's that old adage where they say people will do business with people that they like and trust. And I think that this online platform, believe it or not, has actually been a great way to find out a little bit more about people personally and that personality that has snuck in, particularly if you connect a little, you know, a little bit before it's supposed to start or hang in there a little bit at the end, you know, people drop down that that business face, and we've really gotten to know people on a personal level that we couldn't do before because, you know, Australia's a pretty big country, so you're not going to pop to an event on the other side of the country. So I've loved that, getting to know people a little bit better.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you ever do have an opportunity to meet them face-to-face, it just makes it all that much better, doesn't it, Donna? We just won't tell anyone when that we are giving them a hug, though. Just one go, isn't it? And before we move to you, Kathy, we've got Daniel Dobson who said, thanks so much for your wisdom, everyone. You are so welcome. We're glad that it's, brought some inspiration. That's what we wanted to do, brought some inspiration and some thinking around, you know what, this is just another bump in the road. As we said, you know, challenges are inevitable in business. You can have the best systems and plans and everything, and then, you know, COVID happens and there you go. But how you respond and how you react to that and move forward is entirely up to you. So, Kathy, what would be one last insight you would like to share?
I think to make sure you ask. Don't suffer in silence. There's lots of ways that people can help you, especially with the Business Women Australia community. We're always open. There's no silly questions. You don't have to be isolated even when you are locked down. You do have that opportunity to connect online with the technology. So please just make sure you do put your hand up. You do ask, and we are here to help you.
Yeah, I love the way that you've said that, and all of you have really shared insights. But one of the greatest things, and I love this about Business Women Australia, I think all of you have said this, do not be afraid to put your hand up and ask questions. And nothing is a silly question. There's no such thing as a silly question. And I know as leaders in business, and I've heard this time and time again from the many podcasts that I've had the pleasure of speaking with leaders in business, say is that, you know, so often as a leader in the business, my team, my staff, the stakeholders look to me for answers. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't believe that before this happened that there was a handbook on how to cope, you know, when COVID hits. And so many leaders have had to make that up as we've gone along, you know, be agile and be that rock, that support for their team. And what I love about BWA and the different chapters in the groups is that it's a safe place where leaders can collaborate, can connect and ask questions and say, hey, this is something that I'm struggling with. And so often we think we're on our own, but we have other people, I struggled with that too. And this is what I tried. Or how about, you know, we start doing some brainstorming. If you're not in, can I leave this with you? If you're not in a community like that, I think this year has proven that we need to surround ourselves with people who are like-minded, who can support us, be that shoulder, be that ear, be that confidant, because, you know, it could just be one insight, something that someone shares, and all of a sudden something clicks and it really can be a way forward for you, for your team, for your business. And as Jessica said and all of you said, 2021 is going to have its own challenges, but how we look at those challenges and the things that we adapt, the things that we adopt, is going to have us come out the other end going, well, I learned a lot from that. One of the things is I hope I never go through that again, but you're stronger because of that. And I think we certainly can say that 2020, even though it's been challenging, we've learned a lot, and bring on 2021. Danielle Dobson, before we go, I love to honour people who've taken the time to spend some time and hang out with us. She said, business challenges, a bit like parenting, best laid plans. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you once again, ladies. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Jessica, Donna and Kathy. It's been such a pleasure serving and supporting and working alongside you as part of the leadership team. I know that Business Women Australia, we're just getting started, aren't we? We've got lots of great plans in 2021 and beyond. If you're not yet connected with a chapter, the business website is there, businesswomenaustralia.com.au. We've got a podcast with lots of lovely guests of other members who we featured, but of course reach out, and Lynn said she will send you a calendar link so that you can have a chat and see how we can best support you moving forward. All right, ladies, we will leave it for there, and thank you once again for coming on and sharing your insights.
Thank you.
Welcome to Business Women Australia podcast, the podcast for ambitious women who are serious about business success and leadership development, keen to increase their knowledge and skills.